So we get to dive in today into the topic of surrendering to self. Surrendering to self. And I like this topic because it does have these two parts. And I know one of you actually said, like, they're the two pieces that I was looking for. It has the idea of self, which is often not defined. How many of you know who you are? Right, that's why you're here in Bali probably. You're on a self-discovery journey. You're trying to figure it out. I think most of us are, all the time. So we'll discuss a little bit of what self might mean, individually and also generally. And then what surrender means. Surrender is a big one. We use the term all the time in conscious circles. We're like, yes, you've just got to surrender to the moment. What does that mean? Like, throw up a little white flag, be like, okay, I'm here, I surrender. I love the way that my wife, Christina, the way she puts it. She's like, I feel sometimes like surrender is this big word, like the Hollywood sign, and I'm just walking around it. Like, what does this mean? How many of you can relate to that? That it's kind of like a topic of feeling good, right? Where it's like, okay, we talk about this, but how do I do it? And it's a bit of an odd thing, because to surrender means not to do. You see, if we're actively engaging, we're probably not receiving, which to me, surrender, the way I would like to define it, is an act of trusting to receive. That surrender is an act of trusting to receive. Let that drop in a little bit. See where that takes you in your own mind. An act of trusting to receive. See, I think a lot of times we look at surrender and we think that it's giving up or giving in to some external force. And that means that you're giving up your power, your choice. Which, interestingly enough, if you ask me what I think self is, it's your power to choose. By the way, I'm going to throw out my own definitions here. Again, if it resonates, wonderful. If not, ask yourself what it means for you. And try to find the clarity there. But for me, self, it's the power to choose. Because at the core of it all, our identity, our personality, this is influenced by our external world and environment, right? There's all sorts of conditioning as we grow up and different things that come in. And that creates this outer mask, but the part of you that chose to receive it or not, whether consciously or unconsciously, was the self. Was the piece that could say, oh, I choose this or I don't. But sometimes I think we forgot that piece. Most of the time we're acting to our biology, our evolution, which is to move away from that which threatens ourself. You guys know what I mean by that? Can you relate to the idea that probably a lot of choices, a lot of things, a lot of thoughts that you have are to try to move away from what seems threatening or unsafe or dangerous or that you don't want or you want to avoid. We focus so much time on that. Quite often, whenever I'm working with clients one-on-one, first question that I'll ask them, what do you want? What do you want? And it's so interesting because people will start to answer. They'll be very excited about it too. They're like, well, I don't want to struggle anymore. I don't want, you know, this last relationship, it was heartbreak. I don't want heartbreak anymore. I don't want to feel this pain. And I don't want to be sick. And I don't want to have, you know, confusion. And I don't want this. And I don't want that. And I go, whoa, the question was, what do you want? Not what do you not? Oh. Then people will sit there for a moment with a blank look on their face being like, wait, is this a trick question? Like, what do you mean? What do I want? Like, what? I don't know. That's often the answer. People will say, I don't know. I don't know what I want. And I call BS on that. Belief system. It's not that we don't know what we want. I think we all know what we want. Why else would we be so disappointed when we don't get it? Chocolate cake walks in the room. You're like, I know what I want. It's easy. It just caused frustration in a few people. They're like, chocolate cake, man, why you gotta say that? Now, like, God. I think most of the time we do know what we want. What we may not recognize is that we have permission to have what we want. that we have permission to have what we want. This is huge. And this goes for even some of the biggest issues and conditions in our lives, right? I know that one of you mentioned that you have a physical dis-ease that's going on. And there may be the thought that goes, well, I can't just think that I want something different and it's going to go away. You're right. But thinking about trying to get rid of it, focusing on the illness, focusing on the challenge, the struggle, on what you're trying to avoid, that's what you're watering. That's what you're investing in then. What you want to do is acknowledge it. Don't ignore reality. But begin to cultivate what you want. And that might be to increase the immune system. It might be to do the things that bring you joy, that lessen stress, that open you up to new possibilities. I used to work with a lot of cancer patients a few years back. And one of the critical factors that I saw that was the deciding factor, actually, of whether they would move forward and go into remission and actually heal from this, or would continue to struggle with it, was whether they were moving in a direction of something they desired in life. Like the ones that said, I want to live for this, and they would have a child or a mission or a purpose, and they would heal so quickly. But those that were just busy trying to survive, to not die, to not be in the struggle, they continued to struggle. And it's not that it's a punishment in life, it's simply, what are you cultivating within your system? And so if we're focused on that which we're afraid of, then surrender becomes a giving up. But if we're focused on what we want, surrender is about trusting that you can receive it. It's letting down the barriers that you've placed as obstacles of your own limitations that's not letting you bring stuff in. How many of you have ever done a manifestation, affirmation, or a vision board, or things like that? A show of hands, probably a bunch of you. Yeah, see, we're in Bali, right? So, this is amazing. And how many of you, when you did that, you were like, okay, this is what I want. Let's say it's you were looking for that ideal, perfect, amazing, wonderful partner. And as you're doing it, you're putting all the stuff, the different qualities and the aspects and maybe the appearance and the checklist and whatever. And then the very next day, somebody shows up. And you were probably like, whoa, I'm not ready yet, right? You're probably freaked out. What that tells me is that you didn't think you had permission to have what you wanted, what you desired. You probably still thought with some limitation, thoughts and stories are often the biggest limitations, that there was something you had to do, to work for, to prove worthy of, to be enough to have that which you were asking for. This is a funny thing that we human beings do. We think that we have to do a bunch of things, struggle quite often, to prove worthy of being given the permission to have something, to be worthy of it, right? Now, that doesn't mean that I'm saying go and just be like, Rodolfo said, I'm worthy of everything, $1 million. And then expect that it's going to show up. No, you still have to work for it. But if you're not thinking that you're worthy of it, and you're still working for it, oh, you're going to be wasting some time. You guys know what I mean? So there's this thing, and that it's a little voice in our minds that really gets in the way of surrendering to self. It's that little voice, that limiting voice, self-judgmental voice that says, I'm not enough. You guys ever had that voice in your minds? Yeah. I'm going to say something really counterintuitive. I say it in almost every one of these journeys. It's true. It's true, you're not enough. Not because of who you are. If you're 100% expressing who you are, well, that's enough. The math is there, 100%. The problem is that most of us are not 100%. We are fragmented, divided, separated out into so many different pieces, into the roles that we play, the masks that we wear, the traumas and histories of our past, the projections of our future, and mostly, the protections of our present moment. The walls and the barriers that we've put up, brick by brick, link by link into a fence, to feel safe. And that's a good thing, to feel safe. It's a good thing to have boundaries. But how do we have the boundaries is the question. We're taught most often to create our boundaries by a barrier, by saying no. But I can tell you this, that if you're waiting till the moment that you have to say no, too late. Your nervous system's already reacted, responded, and taken in as a memory that's like, okay, I'm going to hold this forever. So instead of creating your boundaries by barriers, what if you did it with clarity? If you created your boundaries through clarity, not walls. I'm going to explain a little bit of what I mean by that. See, when we put up a wall, what we're doing is we're putting up a separation between not just that which we don't want, but also everything that we do. We sit in our comfort zones inside of our homes, and we have the walls all closed in, the windows are closed, the curtains are shut, and the doors locked up with like probably five different things. These are all the protective measures, right? And you're in there and you're like, I'm comfortable because I have control. And then somebody rings the doorbell and you're like, and you don't want to open it because you're projecting fears and thoughts and struggles because you're focused on what you're avoiding. But what if it was the person that was there to help, to support, to recognize and acknowledge you? That's also being blocked. So walls will block everything. I often say this also with the idea of love in the heart. Many of you were talking about that you want to expand the sense of love. And I think we get to these places where we close our hearts because it's out of protection. The problem is the heart has but one door. If you close it, it's to everything, not just that which you don't want. And so clarity means this. Instead of putting up a wall or a barrier, what you put up instead is the clarity of what you want. You start inviting exactly what it is you wish to have in your life instead of focusing on what you don't. Can you imagine if you came into this class and let's say it was completely open forum and I asked you, what do you not want to do today? We would spend the entire class you telling me everything you don't want to do, and none of us would know what we do want to do. And that's what we're doing in life. We're so busy, not in surrender, but in control of pushing away and blocking that which we don't want. But we're never cultivating and watering the seeds of that which we truly do. And so the surrendering to self, first bit, know that the self is your power to choose, to decide what it is that you want in your life. Life is not happening to you. It's happening with you. I like the way that I say that because, you know, a lot of times we're wondering, well, is life like working with for me or against me? Neither. It's working with you. What you choose and bring your attention to, you make significant. And then the mind, in the psychology and neurology of our heads here, goes, oh, you're making that significant? It must be for our survival. We will look for more of it. And you start noticing it more often. But if you're constantly looking for the things that are a threat, your mind is also thinking that's significant to your survival. So it's constantly looking for those threats. How are you guys doing, by the way? Little thumbs up if you're good? Excellent. So self, the power to choose, that's the first step, to realize it's your power. And then to surrender to self is simply to give yourself that possibility to move towards what you want and to let it move towards you. Now there's a few things that probably have to happen for us to actually give ourselves... Oh yeah, you got a question. Oh, that's right where I was going. Yes, enlightened already. She asked, what if you don't know what you want? Now, we already covered this. We all do know what we want. We just don't know we have the permission. So, here's how we're going to get a little bit clear about what we want and also how we give ourselves the permission. We have to get real with ourselves in this moment. And what that means is a little word that we often also throw around in these conscious circles and groups. Acceptance. Now, acceptance is often, I think, misunderstood. We hear the word and we think that it means tolerance. We think that it means that you just have to be okay with whatever's happening. No, that's a terrible life. Don't do that. If you're facing challenge, if you're not in the position that you want to be, if you're not feeling how you would like to, you don't need to just be okay with that, but you do have to recognize that it's the reality in that moment. So for me, acceptance is to recognize the reality of this moment. to recognize the reality of this moment. Because then you know where you're starting from. If you're not sure where you're starting from, then how can you go anywhere? How do you know the direction to step towards if you haven't first accepted where you're at, where you're beginning? See it all the time here in Bali. People will come, and maybe some of you are those people, that you've arrived and you thought, I'm just here for a couple weeks. And then after that first week, you're like, I think I'm going to stay. This place is amazing. And so then after the first month, you're like, no, really, I'm going to stay. And then the second month, you make the arrangements, and you're there, and you're like, I'm here, my new home. You're so excited. And then the third month, how the heck am I going to stay? The reality starts to come up, and people start freaking out, and they're like, oh my God, I'm just spending money and I don't know how I'm going to stay and what I need to make more money. And you start freaking out, and people come to me at that moment and they're like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I don't know how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to pay for my bills. And this time I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's just check in. Like, well, how much do you have in the bank right now? Well, I don't know. I don't even want to look. That's called resisting reality. Not accepting where you're at for the clarity of knowing where you're starting from. And we do it all the time in life. Knowing your home base, super important. Acceptance is the key. Once you're there, you can start to move in directions with permission. I'll give you a different example. I love this one. How many of you have ever bought something online, maybe like either here in Tokopedia or Shopee or on Amazon? Yeah, many of you, I think, probably were in a digital world. Well, when you do that, there's a process, right? And you're pretty familiar with that process. You go online into whatever marketplace it is, and you start to scroll through some products, and you're looking for something specific, so it's not like you're out there with complete confusion. And I think that's true in life, too. You may not think you know what you want, but you have an idea. And so you go to that product category, and you start to look. And maybe it's a self-help book called Who Are You? By Rodolfo Young. It's right there, and it's on Kindle. And you go there, and you're like, yes, this is what I've been looking for. It's the answers to all, and you hit purchase. Now, it does a beautiful thing, and the same thing happens in life. It doesn't immediately purchase it. It goes to a review page. Every moment, every opportunity, every choice in life has a moment of review. So a lot of times we're afraid to make that choice. We're afraid to say yes to something or towards something or to the possibility of something because we think we're already committing completely. Saying yes to the possibility is different than to the opportunity. And so yes to the possibility, you hit it, it goes to the review page. You look at it, you're like, yes, 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 I'm sure of it. And you continue. Now it goes to the billing page. Billing page is just the investment that you make in life. It's your time, your energy, your attention, your resource. That's all that is. We give that. The next one, this is the key. This is the one that goes to acceptance. Shipping address. If you've not accepted where you're at, you get to that page and you've just ordered all the resources, all the support, everything that you wish for to come to you. And it's like, okay, where to? And you're like, I don't know. I'm too busy running away from it that I'm never there. So acceptance is to be where you are so that resources, clarity, direction, gravity can come to you. Now, once you're there, once you've accepted, you've plugged into the present moment. It's a beautiful place to plug into, by the way. It's the only one that has a charge. The past doesn't even exist anymore. Future, not there yet. This is the only one that has a charge. So every time that you lean out of it, you unplug and you start to drain away. You got to get back to the present. Oh, I feel so much better. Oh, what if come back to the present moment. So your home base, you're here. Now, what you do want to do is orient yourself in that present moment. And that means facing the direction of your desires rather than your aversions. Most of the time we're facing that which we don't want, our history, our past, what our mind is reflecting on and using to keep us alive because it's all that it knows. Sometimes it takes some of that, it projects it into the future. And it's like, oh, maybe this could happen and maybe that. What I'm inviting all of you to do is to not just project, but actually turn around, bring your focus towards that which is possible. And that means you, here's your past, there's your possible future. You just got to move over there. It's like a Michael Jackson movie. You just go like this. Right? Just turn around. Shift your focus, your perspective. Now, sometimes I make that sound really easy, and I know the problem is this little middle piece, because what happens is people go and they're like, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm all pumped up. Okay. Hee-haw! And you get stuck right in the middle, this little no man's land of I don't know. You guys ever have that? That you're like, yeah, but I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know if that's going to work out, and I don't know if I can really receive that, and I don't know, I won't do anything. And you stay in the familiar. But I'm going to give you another invitation here, because those three words, I don't know, are almost as powerful as I love you. As many chances as I get, I just throw some love over towards her. I don't know. The reason they're so powerful is that when you embrace them, you can go find out. If you are avoiding I don't know, you never get to know. But if you embrace it, you can find out. Because the moment you say, okay, I don't know what's going to come, I don't know. Oh, I know where I'm at. I'm here. And when you're here, you're going to notice a certain feeling starts to happen. It's that clarity that starts to bring self into power. And in that clarity, you're going to feel something. In my theory is that what we really want in life is a feeling. It's not a thing, it's not a possession, it's not an achievement, it's not a person. What we want is the feelings that we get through those things. And we think we need those things to be told that we're worthy and given the permission to have the feeling. Well, I'm here to tell you right now that I have a shortcut for you. You can give yourself the permission. You don't have to do or say or people please or accomplish or achieve anything to decide how you want to feel. Now, that's not to say that you ignore the reality of what you might be feeling now. Acknowledge that and then decide something new and move towards it. The other way around would be like, okay, Rodolfo said that I don't have to feel sad and I don't want to feel sad, so I'm not going to feel sad. Did you just move towards something you want, or did you still avoid what you don't? And then that's why spiritual bypass doesn't work. And so instead, give yourself that permission. So acceptance, find yourself where you're at. Permission, open to the possibilities of change. That's probably the easiest way we can define permission. The possibility for change. And then, be curious of how it happens. Because there's an infinite possibility of ways that it can. And all you have to do is surrender to all those possibilities. Because as soon as you've directed yourself presently toward what you truly desire, a feeling in you, and you start to feel that, and then you start going, okay, that makes me feel happy and joyful and abundant and fulfilled and content and calm and peaceful, and many of the different things that you all said. And you start to feel it as a possibility because it's already there. And then you surrender to that ability to choose, to self, to move step by step towards it. So the idea of surrendering to self, we can really simplify it down. Bring your attention and your intention towards that which you desire, what you want in life, which is most likely a feeling. Get clear about what the feeling is, and as soon as you know it, let yourself have it. Don't believe that you have to struggle or achieve or prove anything to be worthy of it. You're the one who stamps that approval, not somebody else. And as soon as you do, you might notice that in so doing, you open yourself to possibilities that were there the entire time, but you didn't see them until you said yes to the possibility. Resistance is an interesting thing because we tend to think that resistance is coming from outside of us. But resistance is often coming from both ends, right? It's that when something is changing, we're holding. And in that holding, we're not letting it change. We hold out of a sense of familiarity. We hold out of a sense of control. Also a sense of security. Not so much safety, but security we hold. And so the simplest thing that I can say in order to not resist, there's two pieces. There's a trusting aspect that I'll get into. But there's also the aspect of how do we let go? How do we let go of that which we're holding on to? And it's a really simple, simple answer. Stop holding on. As soon as you stop holding, grasping, clenching onto something, it releases. But a lot of times we're actively engaged in trying to let go. So we're like, I'm gonna let you go. And it's just not working because you're trying to do it instead of allowing it to happen. Now, how do we allow it to happen? This is where the trust comes in. We've been talking a lot about this idea that we're often focused on what we're avoiding. And the thing that we're avoiding is probably the thing that we're not willing to let go of. That control, that's a big piece of it. Those protections that we've been holding on to because we maybe didn't feel safe. So find your safety. Put yourself in places that are safe. Ask yourself the question, am I safe right now? By the way, when you have the luxury to ask that question of yourself, you are safe right now. Because if you were in the middle of a street and a semi-truck's coming, you're not asking questions. You get out of the way. So that's a little ninja strategy there of how to find safety in the moment. Just ask, am I safe right now? Once you have that safety, you can come into a little bit more ease so you're not limited by the amygdala, the survival mechanism that's thinking, fight, flight, freeze, or people please. And instead, it starts to get into creative thinking. And obstacles that might cause resistance become creative things to find solutions to. And we start to move away from what we're avoiding and more towards what we want. Now, when we do that and we start to plant seeds of what we want, let me ask you this. If I plant an apple seed and it grows and it fruits, what kind of fruit am I going to get? Apples, right? Seems straightforward. So why is it that so many of us plant apple seeds and then it starts to grow and we're like, oh wait, what if I get plums? What if they're peaches? I don't know if I like peaches with the little fuzz. I want apples. Oh, shoot. Not even possible. You planted apple seeds. But we get into our minds and we get into all this resistance of like, what if? And we don't trust what we planted. And then we give nourishment to these weeds of all the doubts and insecurities. And then we get all these plum trees, but the apple tree was also trying to grow. But it just got shrouded, crowded by the other thoughts. And so the idea is to bring with discipline your mind, your intention, your attention to that which you want consistently. Every time it goes back to, oh, but what if? The what if is probably an avoidance. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Keep asking yourself that question and then move towards it, move towards it, move towards it. Because everything that you're resisting, I can guarantee, is not in the direction of what you want. It's what you think you have to let go of to get there. A lot of times people will be like, oh, I want great love, but I have to heal. I have to fix this thing and I have to do this and that. Okay, what if you could have great love without doing all of that? That you could actually just start to cultivate what you want instead of trying to fix your past. No, but I have to fix my past. Okay, you're holding on. And then that's where the resistance is. As soon as you realize that what you cultivate, what you seed, what you plant is what's going to grow, then you start bringing your energy there. And the resistance to change goes away because you're excited about the change instead of afraid of it. Does that make sense? Our topic and our theme today is surrendering to self. And we start to look to see what exactly is the self when we really start to look deeply within, past the personalities and conditioning and all the ways in which we might express outward. What is it that is expressing? It's a choice. It's a power within you to choose what you express or what you don't, what you cultivate or what you don't, what you are focused on or moving towards. Depending on where you are in your own resistance or in your persistence, there's a difference. And so the idea is to make that turn around about face to find what it is that's clearly moving towards what you want. Instead of running from that which isn't what you want. And again, I caveat that with the idea that you do need to acknowledge where you've come from or where you're starting from. Actually, I'll say that differently. You just need to acknowledge where you're starting from, not where you've come from. Come from, that's a whole cumulative compounding resistance that's going to happen. I've been like this for this many years. This has been going on for this many years. This pattern, this many. Well, that makes it harder. Today, this is where I'm at. Where am I going? And as you start to do that into an acceptance of the present moment, recognizing the reality, you give yourself permission for things to change. You allow for it, not control it, not manage it, not maintain it, not manipulate it, but allow for it because you're worthy. By whose choice? Yours. And as soon as you do that in that worthiness of knowledge and awareness, you start to open to infinite possibilities that you can then choose and move towards in expression. So acceptance, permission, expression. It spells APE, real easy to remember. And you start to surrender, not as a giving up, but a giving into, an allowing to receive with trust. I think I'll end with that. Thank you, everybody.